The Fatted Calf, a Godspod production.
We've been on the move now for 3 days, travelling usually by night, trudging through the dusty paths of Judea and Samaria. It is midday and the last day of our journey. Blessed Jerusalem will be in view in a few hours' time, and we tremble with anticipation at the very thought of tramping through the streets of the holy city again. We should arrive with enough daylight left for us to buy our Passover lamb in the market and take it to the temple before sundown, or so I thought. We were passing a field when we could hear this strange wailing in the distance. Our tired minds conjured up all sorts of images, wolves, lions, even demons. But as we got closer, to our relief we could hear it was definitely human. The voice of a young man, a very upset young man, he was repeating the same words over and over.
He's killed the fatted calf! He's killed the fatted calf. I can't believe it. I'm getting married in 2 months. Yet father kills the fatted calf for...
There, young man. It can't be that bad. Now you sit yourself down on that white rock over there and tell Uncle Solomon what's troubling you.
Okay.
Oh dear, it's not your day, is it? Come, let me help you up. Perhaps it's best if we walk together. Let's head towards that village over there.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
Why not?
They killed the fatted calf.
Yes, yes.
And they gave him the best robe.
A celebration of some sort.
And the ring.
A homecoming?
And the sandals too.
Ah, a celebrated homecoming.
Yes, yes, so they said. For them, maybe, but not for me. But of course no one listens to me. How can they be so happy? He's a traitor, a thief, and an exile. How they welcome him back.
So what is he? A returning slave, am I right?
No.
A local character? A repentant thief?
No, none of those. My brother. My younger brother.
Your brother? Then you should be happy, no?
Happy? Happy? With that selfish... Look... I've spent my whole life dedicated to my family, tilling the fields, caring for the livestock, day after day, uncomplaining, hard working, thinking of others all the time, never myself. But Daddy's little boy... No, none of that was good enough for him. Always put himself first, never satisfied with his lot. Just dreaming, dreaming, dreaming all the time. So what happens? Don't ask me how, but he manages to break a tradition that's been around since forever. He gets an early payout of his inheritance, would you believe it? So that he can gallivant it all away in the fleshpots of the pagans. And you wonder why I'm not exactly happy.
Most unusual, I must admit. Never heard of a son receiving his inheritance while his father still lived. Very strange.
Yes, and now he's back. A penniless tramp. And guess what?
They killed the fatted calf?
They killed the fatted calf. And not only that. My sweet, innocent, trusting, gullible, weak father gives him the best robe, the signet ring, the sandals. He returns lower than the lowest slave, and my father treats him as the greatest king.
I can now appreciate your disappointment, young man. But listen, we are at the village, and the party is in full swing. Perhaps we can join it and lift your spirits. No? A little wine to patch up the wounds, maybe.
Are you some kind of fool, old man? This is my brother's party!
Oh, I see. Of course. Let me think. Ah, yes, I know. You stay here for a while. Let me investigate the situation. Perhaps there is more I can learn that may help you in your sorry state.
I doubt it. But you may as well. There's no way you'll catch me within 100 paces of that place.
So stay here for a while, young man. Here, sit on this grey rock and rest till I return. No, it's definitely not his day. So the helpful chap that I am, I came to the aid of this troubled young man. I was welcomed with open arms at this great homecoming party. The host was undoubtedly very wealthy, Despite having passed on his inheritance prematurely, so to speak, the fruit was fresh and ripe, the wine was rich and strong, and oh, that fatted calf certainly went a long way and found a welcome home in this old man's stomach. But I wasn't there to enjoy myself. I had a mission after all. Very soon, when the eating and drinking had slowed down and many were finding it hard to stay upright, a hush fell over the gathering, and a tall, gentle-looking man stood on the tree stump and spoke.
Oh, happy day, my son returns to me today. Oh, joyous times, let's dine upon the fatted calf. Let's celebrate, let's cheer, let's laugh. My dear lost one has now been found. Oh, happy day today. Yes, today my son returns to me. A bit dirty, a bit whiffy, penniless and as a pauper, but in one piece. And for that, I thank the Lord. Blessed be his name. 2 years ago, as you know, he left our fair village to seek his fortune, taking and losing much of mine in the process. But sometimes some of us have to go and seek their own way, if only to find out how much better off they were to start with. That is a good path to take, as long as you don't hurt anyone on the way. And perhaps there is still... But most of all, he must be open to be taught by his experiences. Otherwise, what was the point of it all? Son, please tell us, what did you learn by it?
That home is where the heart is.
Anything else?
That mother's cooking is better than pig's wool.
Yes.
Okay, father. Pride comes before a fall.
That's my boy. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Now, bring out some more wine. There's still more celebrating to do.
So the father was overjoyed that his son had returned, and the son was just happy to have a full belly again. But I sensed that the father knew that there were still some hurts to deal with, and I needed to know if there was anything I could do to help. So shortly afterwards, I cornered the happy father and son.
Yes, my eldest son. Is he here? I must see him.
No, he's outside. He's unwilling to join you. He's very upset.
What's his problem? It's not as if I spent his inheritance too.
No, it's not that. It's the welcome you got when you returned.
Surprised me too.
Then let me explain myself. Dear pilgrim, you are a father.
3 sons and 6 daughters. Exhausting.
Then you'll understand me. You invest 20 years raising a child, teaching him the Torah and the accumulated wisdom of 2,000 years of Jewish family life. The last thing you expect is for them to turn his back on your traditions and your ways. It may disappoint you and grieve you, but if you are a good father, it doesn't anger you. You think, this boy of mine is going to have to learn the hard way. And there's no guarantee that I'll ever get him back. So, when off he goes to find himself, and you hear nothing for 2 years, you fear the worst, and you grieve daily. You live in hope and expectation, but every day the despair builds up and the hope diminishes, and he reluctantly becomes just a slowly fading memory. Then, one day, you're out in the field, and you see him, this lost son, walking towards you, and you don't immediately think, I hope he's learned from all this. You don't immediately think anything. The thinking just stops and the emotions take over, and...
I must admit, when I first saw him galloping towards me, his arms stretched out and his strange shrieking, my first thought was, he wants his money back and he's coming to throttle me. I was about to run, but as he got closer, I realised the shrieks were of joy, not anger.
You've got a rare, wonderful father, young man. Treasure him. I'm not sure if I, or if any other father I know, would have been quite so welcoming.
True, I am blessed, Abba.
Time for hugs?
Time for hugs.
But I hardly know you both.
Now, dear pilgrim, lead me out to my eldest son. He has already refused to join us, and perhaps he has changed his mind since. So, where is my son, dear pilgrim?
This is where I left him. He was just sitting on this... No, he was standing over there.
You mean by that group of donkeys?
Yes.
Oh, perhaps if we just sit down for a while and wait. If he wishes to speak to me, he'll turn up. If not, then I just hope I have not regained one son only to lose the other.
I'm sure it won't come to that. He's had a sudden shock. He seems like a good lad. He'll come round.
Yes, yes, I know. He's been my steady rock for so long now. I suppose I've just taken him for granted. Just because he's always been there, quietly supporting me, it doesn't mean he isn't appreciated and valued. If only he could hear how much I love him. I wish I'd expressed it more...
Father, I'm here.
And I am here too, son. I am here for you.
I know that. And perhaps now you can better understand my frustrations.
A little, but surely you can understand my joy at your brother's homecoming.
All these years I've been working for you, even slaving for you. Yet never once did I complain or disobey you, or ask for anything. Sure, I got my inheritance earlier than expected, but I didn't ask for it, did I? You can have it back if you like.
You should have asked. I would have given you anything.
Asked? Asked for what? I'm your son. It's not my place to ask. I'm not the son who asks for the world and receives it, only to squander it on prostitutes. I'm not the son who abandoned you, then returns only for you to kill the fattened calf.
I would have done the same for you.
Sure. For him, you kill the fattened calf. For my birthday last month, you didn't even kill a young goat.
Son, son, you must understand me. You're always with me. Always have been. Always will be, I hope. Everything I have is yours. Just because you never asked, it doesn't mean I wouldn't have given you anything. But your brother, we just had to celebrate. You must understand. Your brother was dead and is now alive. He was lost. Now he is found.
Oh, so perhaps I should just up and go and not come back for 2 years.
I wouldn't stop you if you did. But I know you won't. You see, you are already alive. Already found. Do you really want to put yourself through 2 years of hell to realize that? If anything, you should feel sorry for your brother.
Not a chance. I mean, it was his money. He could do with it whatever he wanted. He made his choice. Well, not for now, anyway. Just give me some time, Father. Give me some time.
You can have whatever time you need, son. Meanwhile, how about some wine before it all runs out?
And so I left them, a father and his son, with a lot of talking and listening ahead of them. But this is not the end of the story, because you see, I met another, just outside Jerusalem. He was a young rabbi, famous in these parts for his teachings. We chatted at the waterhole and shared stories. I told him of the father and the two sons, and he was greatly moved. In fact, after our little chat, he walked away and sat a while in thought. Soon afterwards he approached me, slapped me on the back, and in that quiet, strong voice he had, spoke these words. Just like the love our Father in heaven has for us. I never forgot those words, and to be honest, never fully understood them at the time. Anyway, after speaking, he got up, rejoined the narrow, dusty path that led to Bethany, where he said he was going to visit his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It's funny how I should remember those names, because my memory is usually like sand flowing between the fingers. But sometimes you meet someone who has that effect on you. I had a feeling I was going to see this man again one day.
You've been listening to The Fatted Calf, a Godspod production.